Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley and Jess with your 8am Deadlines. In local news, health service provider Uniting Care has sacked about 340 of their employees amid the cost of living crisis. Most of the job losses are from Uniting Care's Blue Care service, which provides residential aged care, nursing services and respite care to people in their own homes. Uniting Care Chief Executive Craig Bark explained the cost of delivering services had increased more quickly than funding provided for the delivery of services. The Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is concerned about the impact of sackings on their union members and on the quality of healthcare within Uniting Care's services.
Queensland researchers are the first in Australia to generate fully functioning skin tissue from human skin cells, which could revolutionise transplant treatments for severe burns and wounds. The University of Queensland's Fraser Institute and Metro North Health's Hurston Biofabrication Institute partnered together to create the generated tissue, which is capable of mimicking skin functions of the human body more closely than ever before. The generated skin can develop sebaceous and sweat glands, neurons and hair follicles.
In national news, previous president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Karen Price, says the recent changes in Medicare bulk billing services widens the gender pay gap among doctors. In November 2023, the federal government tripled the bulk billing incentive for physicians treating Commonwealth concession card holders and those aged under 16. The investment, however, excludes mental health, pregnancy, and women's health appointments, most of which are taken by female GPs. Furthermore, female GPs, in contrast to their male counterparts, have longer appointments with their patients on average. Dr. Price says she was providing more complex care, yet earning considerably less than her colleagues.
The New South Wales Director of Prosecutions has ordered a review of all sexual assault cases committed for trial in the state. Sally Dowling's actions come after her team received criticism from judges that they were prosecuting flimsy and meritless cases, which subjected both alleged victims and defendants to unnecessary distress and humiliation. While Dowling has rejected the basis of these complaints and contended prosecution rates had remained consistent over the last 5 years, she and her team will be processing these audits to ensure prosecution guidelines are met.
In international news, an increasing number of women in Russia are protesting the fact that their husbands and sons have been called to fight in Ukraine in a movement known as Put Domoy, or Way Home. Every Saturday, the group protests and lays flowers at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Moscow. The group leader, Maria Andreeva, said she does not want her husband to serve the army of the Russian Federation anymore, claiming that they will not take care of her family once the war is over.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. And that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.